systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Kaboom! Hello and welcome to the Jam Hole. Today is Wednesday, August 26, 2009. And of course, my name is Matt.
And my name is Danny.
And thank you guys so much for being with us. This is the Wednesday Night Show, episode number 237. If you are listening live, thejamhole.com/feedback, you can type shit, we'll read it probably, or you can give us a call, 406-204-4687. Ustream is having hiccups right now, whatever. It's late, I don't care. So, how the fuck are you doing?
I'm doing alright, I guess.
Yeah?
Yeah, we went and saw that movie, which was pretty sweet.
Yeah, pretty sweet.
Brad Pitt, kinda let me down.
Did he?
A little.
It was all right. It was super long. Like, I kept thinking, yeah, like, and this part could have been cut out and probably shorten this part up, like, by 10 minutes. And
there was quite a bit that really didn't need to be in there. And it just, I don't know. It's a cool story.
Inglourious Bastards is what we're talking about, if you just joined us.
I did like it. It was a pretty cool movie. It just really didn't have to be that long.
Yeah.
That's kind of why I texted my brother earlier, and I'm like, dude, can we just wait for tomorrow? And he's like, well, I don't know. And I'm like, okay, it's 2 hours and 45 minutes long. I got to work. Text Matt. See if he still wants to go.
See, I didn't know that.
And then he texted me and said that you still wanted to go.
Nobody was like, hey, by the way, you're in for a 3 hour fucking, you know,
yeah,
thing.
I didn't have time to text you, or I would have. And then he texted me back saying that, you know, oh, he still wants to go. You know, and I'm like, oh, yeah, fuck.
Well,
okay,
that's fine. And it was whatever what it was. It was entertaining. I always like the way Quentin Tarantino makes movies look, like the way he shoots them and stuff.
Yeah, I did like
stuff.
The screenshots and shit.
It
was
just
really cool.
It didn't have to be that long, but whatever. It was entertaining. I got totally fucking, like, I got off work and I had to run back here so I could change and shit. And then as I'm, like, leaving the office, the guy that had the stickers and business cards texted me. He's like, hey, what are you doing? I'm like, oh, I'm just leaving the office. And he's like, well, hang out there for a minute. And, like, by the time the phone call's taking place, I was, you know, down by the cop shop, which is, like, 10 blocks away. So I'm like, fuck. So I turn around and go back, and I have to wait. And I'm like, all right, I got to make it to the movie theater at, like, 6:30. And by now it's, like, 6 o'clock. And I'm like, fuck, I can make it home and change and back all the way across town. And I did, but I didn't have time to, you know, like, sit here and get blazed. So I, like, packed a bowl and grabbed it and just brought it with. So I'm, like, trying to hurry, but I'm trying to get stoned, too. And then I'm like, well, I'll make it, it's fine. And then I'm like, shit, I'm going to be late, and they're going to be inside, and I'm going to end up not
losing us and not knowing where we are.
But we made it, and everything was cool. And the business cards, direct your attention.
Super sweet.
If the camera's up at this moment, there's the front, and there's the back. And if you guys want any of those or these, we got a bunch of stickers, bunch of business cards in the mail today by our good friend at Word of Mouth Advertising. Super cheap, super awesome. Yeah. Thejamhole.com/PO Box goes to a page I made that has the PO Box info. If you want to just send us envelopes and whatnot, we will send you stuff. So, moving on. You know, I didn't realize it. Like, I noticed the past, you know, few days you've been kind of cranky and whatnot. And I was just like, whatever, maybe she's just not been happy lately. No consequence of mine or anything. And then I'm listening to Keith and the Girl, and they start talking about how, like, Chemda's been being kind of bitchy lately, and then all of a sudden they, like, start blaming it on her being on the rag, and I was like, that's what it is! That's why! And so I got to thinking, and do chicks on different shows, like, on different podcasts,
link up? I don't
do you
think
guys
so.
Sync up? Because that is creeping me the fuck
I
out.
I told you the other day that I was probably going to start pretty soon, and that I know I was being cranky, and I apologized for it already once.
Right, I know.
And like I said, I am sorry, but sometimes, most of the time, you don't even, it doesn't even really bug me, it doesn't affect me, no nothing, but sometimes, dude, it just, it kicks me in the ass, and I get a little bitchy, and not in a very good mood, so sometimes it happens.
It's alright.
Sorry.
Do you feel okay now?
No.
Other than the fact that it's 10:40 and we just started the show.
Yeah, that does really suck.
So, we were... I want to talk about with you right now the Great Kitty Debate of 09. Now, this started a couple days ago, and you've been kind of not really bugging me, but you've been dropping little hints here and there for the past couple of days.
Yeah.
That you want a kitten.
I do.
And I said, no, we have a cat, play with it.
I like what? Kittens.
Why?
I think it's been because of all of the stories we've been having about people and just hurting animals and stuff. And then all of the sad kitten face talk and how that's my kryptonite.
So you think you can make all of that go away?
No, I just all the talk about kittens. I just want a kitten. That's all.
You wanted it really bad though. Like the other night, that's all you were talking about was
I love
like
kittens, man.
I want a kitten. I want a kitten bad. We'll get rid of this one, and then when the kitten we get turns into a cat, we'll get rid of it, and we'll get another kitten. Like just a never ending cycle of you just wanting just a kitten, not even a cat, like a straight up kitten.
Kitten.
And I made a deal with you. No?
No.
Not gonna bite?
No.
What was the deal? I sweetened up the deal pretty
Something
good.
Something about blowjobs. It's always about blowjobs when it comes to a deal with you.
And why is that?
Because obviously you like your dick sucked.
And sucking dick is maybe not one of your favorite pastimes.
Mm-hmm.
So any chance that I will have to benefit myself and or my penis, that, you know, I'm all over it. But you don't apparently want a kitten that bad, do you?
No.
Well, good. I'm glad we could settle the Great Kitty Debate of 09.
I still want a kitten.
It's not happening. It's not ever going to happen. I'm sorry.
Why?
Because! Have you seen where we live?
Yeah, what's the big deal?
Do you, okay,
it's a kitten.
You weren't around when that cat was a kitten.
Kittens
do you,
are so cute.
Do you, no. Do you realize,
they
like.
They make me so happy.
We, God damn it.
They're
we do
so
a pod,
pretty.
We do a podcast here, and that involves wires and cables. And do you know what cables resemble?
String.
And do you know what a cat's favorite toy is besides.
Lock it in the room when we're gone.
You can't.
I used to do that all the time. Lock it in the motherfucking room.
And then you have a room filled with piss and shit that
No, you put
eats...
a kitty box in no. there and let them chill in there for the day until they grow up and learn how not to hit the cord.
It took me like 3 months of solid, like, every day coming home and training that bitch not to touch that shit, you know? I don't want to do that all over again.
I like kittens.
It's not happening.
I just
I'm
want
sorry.
A basket full of kittens.
Gerard says, that's like, I want only toddlers. It is. And then when the
Those
toddler
stupid,
turns
though.
Into a teenager, we'll get rid of it and we'll get another fucking toddler. Life doesn't work like that, dude. You gotta see shit through to the end.
Toddlers are stupid, though. What the fuck do I want one of those for? I want a kitten that's gonna look at me and purr. And have the cool face and like
what does that
bat
cat
at my fingers.
What does that
and,
cat
like,
do?
She's not little and fluffy enough.
So you want to like stunt a cat's growth, ideally.
Yes.
Genetically.
If I could have a kitten that
genetically.
Knows, like if I could take her brain and put it in a kitten, I would keep it forever.
See, I would be okay with. But then, see, we're still only having one instead of bringing
I just want
another
a kitten.
One.
I don't understand why. I don't know why. Maybe it's like some chicks and them wanting babies. I just want a kitten.
Is your biological clock ticking down and you're like, I need a kitten. Fuck.
Yes, probably. I go through this about once every couple of years or so and I eventually get a cat.
Is that why there's like 8 cats up at your parents' house? You guys just forgot to get rid of them when they grew up?
The 3 cats, there's 3 cats there that are my fault. and two dogs there that are my fault.
Okay.
So one dog and one cat were not my fault. But everything else in that house is my fault because I brought them all home. Because my pit bull, bull mastiff mix, Fergie, my mom told me, you're not bringing another animal into this house. You can't have a dog. No, no, fucking no. And I walked in with her underneath my coat, and she saw me with something and gave me the stank eye. And
I would have gave you the boot out the fucking
door. I just grabbed the puppy because she was cute and cuddly puppy, and I grabbed her and I pushed her against my mom. I said, love it, love it, love it.
Oh, man, I would have been
so... And then she had to grab her because I was going to drop her, and then she, like, immediately melted and fell in love.
And that was the end of that,
yep.
Huh?
Yeah.
God, I would have been so pissed. That's only...
I won't be able to help it. I can't do it unless it's, like, a fucking chihuahua or something. I'm like, ew, rat, whatever, but... Other
so
than
a specific.
That, man,
that's so
big breed
up.
Dogs. Big breed dogs make the cutest fucking puppies. I don't know what it is, man. I just don't understand.
That only happened to me once a long time ago, and it was we already had like 7 or 8 cats, and Holly like brings home this other cat and tells me this long sad story.
Aww.
About how she was driving down
those up too.
No, she was driving down the highway and she saw these kittens on the highway, and their mother was killed, and they were all just sitting there like little sad kittens. So she brought it home, just the one. And come to find out, like a few weeks later, she totally lied, and it was one of her friends. But
that's fucked up.
I was pretty pissed about that. Like the only reason I was like, okay, cat numero 9, is because I thought that, you know, its parents were dead or whatever.
No, the two cats that I really take claim for are, you know, the black cat Bockers that I have and Baby Kitty, the orange one.
Red Fox says, why haven't scientists genetically engineered dogs and cats to stay in puppy kitty form but mature mentally?
That would be amazing. And I would...
Gerard says, why haven't scientists found a cure for cancer? Because they're busy trying to figure out how to make puppies and kitties stay small.
That'd be cool. Either or, whatever. Anyway, My cats actually do have sad stories like that. Bocker is the oldest cat. He's 11 years old. And I was in 7th grade, and it was in the middle of the winter in Florida, you know, so it's like hella rainy and stuff and, you know, moisture out and shit, and it's cold. And there's this little tiny black kitten at the bus stop, and it was just all sad, and it didn't have nobody there, and I was like, oh my God!
So that for
and
you...
I picked him up, and I took him to school, and I called my mom, and I was like, Mom, there's this kitten. She's like, no, you can't have the kitten. And then I called my dad, and my dad was like, ask your mom.
Like, so hypothetically, if mom says yes, like, are you in, or...
And I brought the cat home, and my dad fell in love with him, and it's been his cat ever since, really.
Of course.
And then Baby Kitty, this is when I was living in Florida in a duplex, and I was visiting a friend of mine, and this is actually like the Holly story. The cat got hit by a car, and there were 8 kittens.
26 says, isn't Holly a long, sad story? Yes, she is. Thank you.
That's sad. But no, the mom had got hit by a car, and there were 8 kittens, and this guy was just feeding them and stuff. He wouldn't let them in the house or anything, but he was feeding them and taking care of them. And one of them, Baby Kitty, my cat, he was the smallest and just emaciated and wouldn't eat and, like, just didn't know what to do, you know? And so I took him home, and I actually had to bottle feed him. He was only 2 weeks old when I got him.
I thought you were going to say breastfeed him.
No, I actually had to bottle feed him and shit,
dude. I was waiting for it.
I don't know.
I got pregnant, had the abortion, so I was producing milk, and then I breastfed it.
I have a weakness for kittens that are in trouble and stuff. And Fluffy, that really fat one, my neighbor just had that, and my brother was jealous because I had cats and he wanted one, so I just brought it home for him. And I was like, here, have a cat. And that's the story of my cats.
Fantastic. Thanks for
sad kitty
sharing
stories.
That.
Just, they melt me, man. I have to have them.
You are with cats like these rich Hollywood folks are with children of different colors.
Yeah.
Like, you see a sad child growing up in Africa with flies buzzing around all over its face, and it's like, can we keep it?
Well, it's like I see
a
cat.
You don't know where that's been.
If I see a cat with bugs on its eyes and I see its ribs, oh, fucking, oh, dude, I freak out, man. Like, I get sad, especially if it's kitten. Holy shit.
Little something my mom used to tell me.
I'll take that bitch home.
You can't save the world.
I'll save it one kitten at a fucking time.
See, even heroes, dude, they saved the cheerleader, yet they did not actually save the world. So, well, take a lesson from that.
It's cool.
Take a lesson.
I'll do my part. I'll be a hero in my own mind. It's cool.
Well,
I get very sad when kittens don't have mommies or homes.
Yeah, that is sad, but do you get that sad when little children don't have mommies or homes?
I don't like kids.
So, that's your own, like, species. How can you do that?
What do you like better, cats or kids?
Neither. I mean, I'll take a cat over a kid, of course.
All right, then.
But if it came, listen, listen, listen.
What?
If it came down to it and a dude had a gun to a cat's head or a kid's head, I would be like,
blow the kid's head off.
Well, no, I would pull out my gun and shoot the guy in the head, and then I'd be like, now, where do you belong? Ooh. And then I would pair up the kid with the cat, and they would have a nice day.
Yay.
And then I would walk out the victor.
Right. But either way, man.
So there.
Kids, I've never been a kid person, okay? I don't like babies. I don't like children, toddlers, whatever. Until you're like 17 years old and have a mental capacity of your own, I don't want to speak to
you. Okay, so your world, we need to genetically engineer cats and dogs to stay as kittens and puppies. And then also we need to genetically engineer babies to be born 17-year-olds.
Fully grown adults.
Fully grown adults.
Yes.
And then no more problems.
No more problems.
That sounds pretty good.
I don't like kids, man. They,
you should be president.
They cry and they scream and they take forever to learn things, right? Like a kitten, it's only a kitten for so long and it's fun and stuff while it lasts and then you're over it. Well, guess what? A kid stays a fucking kid for like 10 years.
Well, right. They age a little slower. I mean, like what? One dog year is...
And you have to tell it like a million times. You take a cat and flick it on the fucking forehead after it does some shit, it's not going to do the crap again.
I prefer the spray bottle technique,
that
which also
too.
Does work for children. That's, you just need a bigger spray bottle.
Like a fucking super soaker.
And something a little more caustic than just water. They get that little burn on their face from hydrochloric acid. They know that's no.
Yeah.
They know.
But kittens, dude, they're so much easier, and they're a lot cuter and funner to play with. And they don't go, but I want this! They don't do that. They're like, oh, you brought me cat food.
They just
food.
Meow,
I fucking love
and
you.
When they're pissed, they just pee on stuff.
That's why you spay or neuter them, and
but
they won't do that.
Also, much simpler of a creature, right?
Yes.
Okay. You're just lazy, and you'd rather take care of that.
What?
You would rather just take care of an animal than a child because
yeah.
it's easier.
Yeah.
You don't need a babysitter.
Right.
And you're not pushing it out of your
right.
twat.
I don't have to change a diaper. Automatically coming out of the twat, they know where to go to the bathroom at. I don't understand it. How do they know that?
They don't know, like, oh, this is a litter box.
They totally do.
Then it's genetics.
I've never
genetically...
had a cat that just shits on the floor.
Well, not at, but at first. Like, say if you brought a cat home. And you had a litter box, but you weren't like, hey, kitty, that's where you dump at. It's not going to, like, sniff it out and find it, is it?
Yeah. Every
really?
Cat I've ever had, kitten, whatever, that two-week-old fucking cat I brought home, man. Baby
well, that's
kitty.
Weird.
I bottle-fed him. He'd only been outside. I made a little litter box for him. Right in it, man. I think it's just the sand, and they could smell it. It's like a different smell. And maybe, you know how animals go around and sniff shit out to where they want to go crap or whatever?
Right.
Maybe it puts off that attractive smell to them. They're like, huh, that looks like a good place to dump.
That smells good.
You know, maybe that's what it is. I don't know.
So what would I tell you if there was a serial kitty killer out on the loose?
I would cry my fucking eyeballs
well,
out. Wait, is it a kid?
Some,
it's a kid. Kids. Children.
Kitty. Like, meow. Gets.
All right, I'm done.
What if I told you his name was Sean Lind? And that he poisoned one of his girlfriend's cats with laundry detergent, broke the neck of another, beat a third one so badly it had to be euthanized, and claimed a fourth, quote, fell off a countertop and
why
died.
Why would you do that to a cat?
Because they're your girlfriend's cats, and maybe your girlfriend's being a bitch. Maybe lately. She's just not been on her game. And you're like, oh yeah? What does she like more than anything in this world? Those cats. Well, guess what? Now they're dead.
I've poisoned a cat once.
Whoa! Oh, really?
But it was for good
wow.
reason.
Wow. Oh, what was the good reason? It
she
grew up?
She was 17 grew... years old
oh,
and was
well,
dying.
That wasn't poisoning then. That was
euthanizing without going to a vet. I used brake fluid, thanks.
Well, that's fine.
Dude, she was so old. Wait, I got you used, when I was like hold, five.
Whoa, pardon. Brake fluid?
Yeah. That's, actually, my dad did it, but I came up with the idea.
How humane is that, though?
Well, no, she was sleeping in my dad's arms, and we got the cloth of brake fluid over, and we just kind of put it over her face, and she, like, fell asleep.
And that was it?
That was it, man.
Really?
She was totally... She wasn't eating anymore.
Oh, well, yeah.
She had been through her run, dude.
At that point, you
She'd been attacked by four different dogs in Florida.
Yeah, that's fucked up.
Yeah.
At that point, you should be euthanizing humans as well as animals.
I don't
animals.
Understand how she lived that long, and she probably would have lived till now if we didn't kill her.
Do cats age as humans do, or
no,
is it like dog
years? No, it's
thing?
Like dog years.
Is it seven?
I'm pretty sure it's seven, but she was 17 years old, man. That's an old fucking animal.
Yeah.
Any animal you look at. That's crazy. No, she needed to go. Her name was Vitter.
This guy's from New York, Manhattan. He has also been charged with crippling another kitten and causing...
Stop it!
And causing a sixth one to disappear. Quote, "I've never seen this series of incidents carried out against kittens," said the animal ASPCA person.
Kittens are adorable and sweet and loving and innocent. All they want to do is play with a ball string.
I don't know, man. I don't know. I'm not, like, saying that, yeah, that's good. I'm just saying, like, I want to know who his girlfriend was. I want to know what she was about. Like, maybe she was just all about, like, having... not sex, but like maybe she was like rubbing kittens on her breasts and she was like, "I bet you'd like these titties in your face," and he's like, "Yeah," and she's like, "Well, too bad, these are for kitties only." Like, maybe like she was some crazy bitch like that and he was like, "Well, fine,
well,
I have
then
to
fucking report her to the SPCA and say, hey, she's molesting cats."
You can rub kittens on your titties.
No,
that's...
She does weird things with cats. Please take them away from her. That's
well, yeah, I mean,
it,
I was just making up that scenario. But yeah, if it was like, you know,
now,
finger in the butt or something.
Now, if she were abusing the cats in a manner to where they...
Like giving them brake
they
fluid.
Should die because... No, like, you need to put them out of their suffering type of deal.
Right.
Then that's cool. I can understand that. Like I said, I did that.
Nacho says, maybe the kitten ratted him out to PETA and joined the kitten's relocation program. I'm sorry, that's funny.
Wow.
That made me laugh.
I just don't understand what goes wrong in a person's mind to say, hey, I'm going to go
women,
smack this kitten
dude,
around.
I think women go wrong. I hate to be the misogynist one.
Well, I'm a woman, and I love kittens.
Yeah, like, see, if you seriously pissed me off, I wouldn't take it out on the cat. I would be like, hey, you're seriously being a bitch. What's up? You know?
Yeah, that's all it is, dude. You confront the person. You don't take it out on their animal. Like, when my little brother was mad when we were kids.
Maybe this is some weird sort of passive-aggressive behavior.
My brother,
killing
when
kittens.
He was mad at me when we were kids or whatever, he would pick on my animals and shit. Like,
see,
he kicked my fucking cat.
That's
and
how
he would kick my dog and shit. And then he'd wonder why I punch him in the fucking face.
That's how Dexter got started.
Oh, my God. I seen him do that, like, once or twice before when he was a little kid, and I...
Like, how little are we talking here? Like, walking and talking, or like...
Like, walking and talking.
Oh, so...
Like, and to...
Like, you should know not to do
yeah,
that.
Yeah, you should know not right. to fucking do that. And then a friend of mine that I used to work with at Dave's, her kids, right? She grew up not liking cats, okay? And there was a cat that hung around her place, and she put food and water out for it because she felt bad for it, but she still doesn't like cats, right?
Right.
Well, we're standing outside one day talking, and her daughter and her son are standing outside, which are... 4 and 5 years old.
Right.
The fucking daughter, who's 4 years old, walks up to the cat and kicks it.
Just like kickball?
I'm like, what? You,
like
what?
Running bases and shit?
I'm like, Stacey, your kid just fucking kicked the cat. She's like, oh.
It landed on its feet. It's fine.
And I'm like,
it's
you're
cat.
Not going to like punish her or anything or tell her that's wrong? She's like, no, I don't like cats. I'm like, that doesn't matter. It's a fucking animal. It didn't do shit.
Like I said, dude, that's how Dexter started out.
I fucking hate people.
26 says, in Jamholia, every useless person will meet the glory that is the brake fluid soaked towel on to face. Absolutely. If
I
we
just
don't,
hate
if
people.
You've worn out your welcome, so to speak, brake fluid in the face.
Yeah.
We'll make masks that already have it in it, and you just have
like,
to
here,
like,
here, this is a new statement.
This is for you. We've currently, we're having some nasty... cold going around, so you'll probably want to put the mask on.
This is the cure or protectant from swine flu. Don't know if you know.
Right. You'll probably want this. Lindy's lawyer insisted the 36-year-old graphic designer... graphic design... Because killing cats? Okay. and former roadie of the alternative rock band... Now, stop me if you've heard this before. Guster? Alternative rock band Guster?
No.
That was a horrible name drop.
Yes, it is.
Attorney. He was no cat slayer. He has never harmed a pet in his life, said the attorney. This was not Linde's first brush with the law. You might have said, wow, first time offender, maybe he just lost it. Nay. This was not his first brush with the law. He was busted in March after he allegedly punched and broke blank. Tell me it's kitties.
Kitten.
No, not kittens. His ex-girlfriend's Apple MacBook, causing $800 worth of damage. Worse or not worse than kitty abusing? A MacBook Pro. Well, it doesn't say Pro.
Not worse.
An Apple MacBook. Have you ever seen the MacBook?
No.
It's a pretty sweet piece of machinery.
I don't care. It doesn't compare to...
Okay.
A kitten, man.
What if you had a kitten screensaver on the Apple MacBook and then...
I'd be
like,
a little sad.
just a little bit more sad.
I mean, yeah, a computer is a big deal. Okay, don't get me wrong.
Oh, I was pissed when that one got broke.
Yeah, of
because
course
of
you will be. But
stuff like
you
that.
You still... In my opinion, I would still rather someone break my computer than kill my little buddy.
Because it's not alive?
Yeah,
what if...
it can't feel feelings and stuff. A cat loves me. It will, it comforts me. It's there for me. It's... I don't know. I
what if the laptop was something out of the Kelly McCullough book, WebMage,
and it was a computer mounted on the side of the cat?
What if it was a cyborg kitten?
All right, boom. I would be super sad.
With the Apple logo on
its
ass.
I would be super fucking sad.
And it was super expensive, and it didn't really do anything that the normal kittens did, like, different. But it had the Apple logo on. No? Come on. That sucks. $800 worth of damage. I know her pain with that. Strait was the owner of the adopted cats Lindy is charged with murdering. He posted $5,000 cash bail and took off after he was arraigned on multiple animal kitten cruelty charges that could send him to jail for up to 4 years. What do you think? Too long? Not long enough?
Not
4 years?
Not long enough. He's
for
a
kitten crimes?
Fuck. There's something wrong in his head saying that, hey, it's okay to kill this. It's not okay.
See, I don't think it's about the kittens. I think it's about the girls he's with.
Either way.
The other one,
you resolve it in a different way. You don't take it out on something else that has done nothing to you.
You gotta just punch shit.
Especially a living thing, dude. You don't take it out on something like that. Punch her car, dude.
26 says, Guster is a really shitty fucking band all of the retards at my high school liked. Fuck Guster, the end. So he was a roadie for that band.
Huh.
Does that, that might, you know, open up a little more about why he was doing this. Maybe it was a band thing. Maybe Guster was all about killing kittens. I don't know. On his website, Linda does not come off as a crazed cat killer, but he makes his preference for dogs clear. Ooh, maybe it's a rivalry. Maybe he's like, I'm a dog person, so I'm going to kill every cat in the world. I could see that. He lists among his favorite things, spending time on the lake in Maine with my wonderful family and two of the most lovable dogs you could ever meet. Is that right below the part where he's like, I like killing kittens?
Probably.
Killing kittens, long walks on the beach, spending time with my family, and 6 months before Lynn was arrested, a warning was posted on Craigslist that read, keep cats away from this man. Ooh. It was not immediately clear who put up the notice. Maybe he did.
Maybe
he knew what he was capable of. And he's like, hey, any chicks out there on Craigslist that I might bang now or in the future?
Please keep your cats away from me. It's just... I don't understand how, I don't understand people. I don't know how these things happen. Murdering someone, sure. I can understand why you would do that because maybe that person has wronged you, pissed you off, you don't agree with the way they do things in their life, whatever. But an animal that has no, nothing, they can't do anything. The reason why they are the way they are is because of people raising them to be that way. So even if you have a bad dog that attacks you, it's not the fucking dog's fault. It's the idiot guy who raised the fucking dog. Right. Beat the fuck out of him.
Sometimes it's the animal's fault. Animals can...
Well, if they get, like, rabies or some shit, whatever. But still, I mean, if that cat was an evil bitch, which sometimes she can be, it's not her fault. It's...
Right,
your
but
fault
when
for
she,
raising her that
no,
way.
No.
Or our fault. Either
they
way.
Have their own temperaments, definitely.
They do, but still, Matt.
Some are bred more
they
to
are
be
taught,
aggressive and such.
It's not an animal's fault.
But yeah, if I come
there's
home.
There's no reason to kill or hurt an animal that has done nothing to you.
Unless it kill, tries to kill or hurt you. Right.
Yes,
I
and
totally,
that's self-defense, and that's totally
right,
understandable. Because
they got claws and teeth and shit. Like, if every day I came home and I was like, instead of, hey, kitty, pet, pet, I was like, hey, kitty, smack, smack. Like, every day she would start to expect that, and she would maybe get a little pissed about
Erato
it.
Erato Toys, if you say that one more time, I will fucking ban you.
Ha, ha, ha. I will
not even funny.
Unban you. It's okay. Fuck kittens. There, I said it. Fuck kittens.
You like kittens. I saw all those pictures. Shut your mouth.
We have a lot of pictures of that.
Yes, oh. There's like kittens on your head, four sleeping in your lap, and you're just like, kittens.
We're on a lot of drugs then.
Yes, well, you know what? Even off of drugs, I love kittens.
On drugs, like it's kitten overload, but like without them, like one is fine. But any, I don't want more than that.
Yeah, I just, I hate hearing these stories, honestly.
I know,
I
that's
know
why
what,
I specifically search out these stories.
I don't know
just
what goes wrong in someone's mind to say, I'm going to kill this kitten or
and
brutally harm it.
Because that interests me. Like, why would you do that? Like, what snapped
really
in your brain?
It really hurts me. It's like, I think about it, and I think about what could possibly go on in this person's mind to make them say, you know, I'm going to skin this cat alive. It's cool.
Yeah.
No, that's not cool, dude. It's not.
Or no. Yeah, no, not cool. Definitely.
It fucking hurts me, man. I don't like it. I don't like it at all. I don't even like thinking about it.
Linda was named on the site on another, or on Craigslist, which also posted a photograph of him wearing a paper crown from Burger King. He is, it said, quote, he is currently under investigation for 6 counts of aggravated animal cruelty. Linda's kitty murder spree began in October of 08 when a cat named Cleo was found dead behind a dryer with her mouth full of detergent. Could you imagine that? Like, it, just looking like the kitty, like, found the detergent and liked it and just, like, OD'd on it just in the back, like, wrap still on its little kitty arm, just foaming at the mouth with detergent. That's funny to me, kind of. Just that a cat could, like, OD on something.
You ever seen a cat...
Because that's funny.
...lick up antifreeze?
No.
Yeah, that's why I picture it.
Is that not funny?
No.
Is it not what I'm picturing? Because what I'm picturing is pretty amusing.
No.
Like, needles and rig, just, like, cat all, like, ugh. No?
No. Oh. It's not funny at all.
Okay.
Well. It really, really, really bothers me.
Okay, mouthful of detergent. Zoe was found badly beaten, later had to be euthanized. Stray went out and adopted 2 more kittens named Willie and Betty. Like, your first 2 cats turn up dead, so you're like, huh, that's kind of weird. Oh well, I'm gonna go get a couple more kittens, and then, like, now these 2 show up dead. When do you realize that maybe there's a problem?
Did, like, they just disappear and she didn't know what happened to
no,
them? Or
just
she found
like,
them brutally mutilated?
I got a batch of bad kittens. That's all.
Well, no. Did she, like, find them with their heads severed on the fucking porch? Or
well,
did they just come up missing and she didn't know?
The one that was, you know, behind the dryer with detergent all foaming out of its mouth,
it's so
and then
sad.
The other one that had to be put down. Yeah, it doesn't say like how she found him,
because I could understand if she didn't find him for a while and she had no idea what was going on with her cats, then maybe she's like, I don't
like
I don't
they
know
just
where my
keep
kids
leaving.
Are.
Yes, yeah. Caller, you're live on the Gem Hole. Hello.
Hey, it's 26.
Yes,
of course
sir.
It is. Hello.
What do you know about killing kittens? 26.
I have a story, and my phone's really bad, so I can't really hear you for like a second after I stop talking. So anyway, here's the story. So I know this kid, he plays bass in a punk band, and so my friend was talking to me once, and he was like whispering, he's like, yo, dude, I heard that kid's like mad fucked up. Like, I heard one time he took a fucking cat, and then he took out a knife, and then he slashed the cat's neck so the thing bled to death and just walked away.
Wow. Is that for real, or did you just want to see Danny start to cry?
No, that's for real. That really happened.
Is that
I know
so
the kid.
For real?
He seems like a nice kid. Like, you wouldn't expect it. Well, I mean, maybe you would, but I mean, yeah, it's no good.
That's crazy. So what, like, what was up with that kid? Was there bad parenting, or, like, was he just totally...
No, his parents are fine. He's just, like, an idiot. Like, he doesn't care. Like, he just goes to parties and knocks shit around everywhere and stuff. He's like, I don't give a fuck about anything.
Oh, one of the, like, hardcore nihilist, but being nihilist because you think it's cool not to care about stuff?
Yeah. He's fun to drink with, but yeah, that's kind of messed up. I completely forgot about it until, like, just now. I mean, it was just something I was like, well, those are the company I keep, I guess. I don't fucking know. Like, people are messed up.
That is so sad, dude. That is just... It just
I know it is. It's wicked messed up.
I don't understand.
Oh, yeah, dude,
what?
Actually, on a similar note, this same kid I'm talking about, one time he was having consensual sex with his girlfriend, and she wanted him to hold up a knife to her throat, and he was mad drunk, and he accidentally stabbed her, and the wolf sliced her neck open,
Jesus.
And she didn't press charges because she wanted him to do it.
Well, that is
kind of her fault. So.
Wow.
But it's like the same drive.
You hold the opposite end of the knife to her neck, the blunt end, so it doesn't cut her.
No, you hold the fucking sharp end just for realism.
I think maybe you could get a whole neck slicing fetish.
Well,
maybe.
Right. I mean, if, you know, hypothetically you were into that, you know, or she pissed you off one night and you're like, revenge.
I just, like, you hear about those kids and stuff, like, torturing animals and stuff when they're young, and then they end up growing up and being serial killers, dude. Like, it's
well,
just,
yeah, that's how it starts.
Yeah, they prey on the weak and innocent that can't defend themselves, and they love it. I don't
control.
Understand why.
It's a feeling of control.
I just...
In most cases.
I guess. I don't know. But whatever it is, it's sick.
You
and
like... It's that
people.
Whole thing that you like having that feeling that if you wanted to kill this thing and end its life, you could. And when you're that far gone in your mind, like, that's what you start to crave. You do it once, and then you're like, holy shit, that felt really fucking good.
Well, like, I hunt.
Okay, well, thanks. Okay, so,
I hunt and stuff, but it's not like that. It's just...
Well, that's for, like, getting food and stuff. It's not...
Yeah, and the thing is I think hunting,
You want to go out to just kill something.
No, it's not that. It's just a test of marksmanship, one, a test of getting out to the right place where you can find the right game.
Going out
you
into
know,
the middle of fucking nowhere.
Yeah, it's the whole hunting experience. Like,
the
you
thrill
go out to
of...
find it, and you track it, and you finally get to it. And half the time, dude, when I get a deer in my sights, I will sit there and just watch it for a while before I even do anything.
And
because
honestly,
it's
so not...
awesome that I found it and I've got it right here. Like, I win. I won. Ding. I win.
Don't. Excuse me. I don't see it that in depth up here. Mostly, it's like go out a little ways out of town, see a deer, fucking shoot it. Because there's so fucking many
no,
up here.
No, dude, I go
but
way the fuck out.
If you're chasing like moose or elk or something that's not like really super densely populated, you know, stuff like that, or like people, I always thought that'd be kind of fun to do. Just, you know.
We should go out because I do have a very good spot, and it's this trail that you walk up, and it's like
don't,
4 miles up.
Don't tell them.
Well, I'm not telling them where it is.
Oh, okay.
But there's a trail that's like 4 miles up, and like it's all uphill the whole way. But like I had a fucking cow elk jump down in front of me and just like walk off, and like there's bear and shit up there. Like, oh, dude, it's a really cool spot. You get to the top, and it's looking at another mountain and in this ravine and stuff. And then behind you, it goes up a ways, and I don't know. It's just a really good spot with a big clearing and shit, and it's really pretty. Even if you don't get anything, it's awesome. And it's, especially if you get that far up there, you don't want to get anything anyway.
Yeah, that's a long way.
Yeah, it's a long fucking haul. What you end up doing is just, like, getting a wheelbarrow or something and going back up and...
I remember my dad would always take me out to this place called Dupuyer, and we had this 78 Subaru hatchback, which was my first car that I got it after this whole situation. But we took it out, and it's just this big ranch, basically, and this guy lets you come and hunt deer on it. Yeah. So we take the Subaru out, and we, like, we're going through this field, and there's, like, this a bunch of trees and shit, and we just, like, go through it, and all of a sudden the car gets wedged in between two birch trees, and we're totally stuck, right? And my dad's, like, freaking out, like, going forward and in reverse, like, totally burning the clutch out, just freaking out, like, trying to get... And basically, we were there for, like, a few hours, and we had to take the little bone saw that he had and cut the tree that we were stuck on, and then got it out, got it wedged into a couple more. And, like, by the time we were done, the whole car was just effed. But, you can get kind of lost up here if you go out in the Bob Marshall.
I think what I'm going to do this year is I'm going to go out to a Spotted Bear. And I went out there and I found a really cool spot.
Is that up by Bloody Dick Creek?
Yeah.
I thought it was.
Like, across the street, kind of. You just go up that way. Anyway, but there's, like, a
Seriously, there's a creek called Bloody Dick Creek. And it's up by Spotted Bear, yes.
That's crazy. Okay. I had no idea. Whatever, I'm gullible, maybe. But anyway, there's, like, a really cool, like, mossy, swampish type of area, like a moose area. And I saw some huge fucking elk tracks and stuff back there, so I'm a little excited for that. I hope I can do that this year. But back to the, like,
killing kittens. Yeah,
throats and stuff. Check this out. The cat that we had to kill, Vitter. She was 17 years old, right?
Vitter?
Vitter. V-I-T-T-E-R. Vitter.
Right, okay.
She got attacked by a dog in Florida, and this was, like, her third time being attacked by a dog. After this, we just kept her inside, right? Well, she got bit in the throat. Like, her throat got bit out.
Right.
Like, and we took her to the vet, and there was nothing they could do. All they did was shave around the wound, and just, that was it.
Let it hang out?
It had to dry on its own. It, like, she had, like, pain medication stuff we had to give her. But all it really did was just tear off the skin on her throat. Just right there. And we had to keep her in the bathroom. And the way she looked, and the way it smelled, and just the look on
her face
and stuff, and how much pain she was in and shit, dude, I couldn't go in my bathroom.
Have you ever had a wound like that on your body that you're just like, God, this fucking
stings. I couldn't imagine what that cat was going through. Imagine your throat without skin.
Yeah.
And you can't stitch it up because there's no skin there to stitch it to.
I would find some skin somewhere.
I mean, he couldn't even wrap it up because if
I'd
he
take
wraps
some
it up,
of yours.
It wouldn't fucking heal quick enough.
Right.
That was, like, one of the saddest things ever, dude. Like, quicker. It was so hard to fucking deal with. Like,
so, she got Willie and Betty the next month. She came home, and Willie was having trouble walking. A couple of nights later, she found Betty dead. Mr. Lynn states that she fell from a countertop to the floor and actually did not land on her feet. You know what happens when cats don't land on their feet. They stop breathing.
They die.
They stop breathing, basically, yeah. Still not suspecting Lynn, Stray adopted two more kittens named... This one's pretty awesome. Emo. Because... whatever. And Bonafide. Bonafide. I like how, like, okay, four kittens have mysteriously died, but it's kind of set up to look like accidents, right? Detergent in the mouth, fucking...
Yeah.
He fell off the fucking 20-foot-tall counter. Like, where do you live, dude? A fucking loft? Like, where is this cat falling off a counter and not being okay? And then two more, and then those die. And then you get two more, and you name one of them Emo. And, like, I hope...
That one's destined to kill
dude,
itself.
I hope you like pain, because this is the fucking Harley
Life
House of
fucking
horror.
Life person has chosen for you.
Fucking poor cats here. Then Bonafide was found dead with a broken neck, of course, and when Emo vanished, Lynn told Straight the kitty ran away.
Aww.
And then now he's being reported to the ASPCA. It says Lynn no longer lives with Straight. Quote,
really?
They broke up in January and haven't lived together since.
Well, no shit. After I find out you're killing my cats, dude.
How? 2, 4, 6, 6 to 8 cats. And you're like,
huh.
I think we should see other people. Like, holy crap, dude. That's amazing.
That's so sad, dude.
Well,
seriously.
I just wanted to...
Give me a better story so I could cheer the fuck up. I'm already depressed and cranky for, like, the whole week.
Well, you know, you want to know what kind of sucks?
Killing cats?
Let me give you this hypothetical here, right?
Okay.
Say, hypothetically, there's this guy, and he works at this place, and he makes salary, right?
Okay.
Then say, hypothetically, there's this other guy, and he works there, and he's on hourly, right? So he has to actually work his hours to get a paycheck. Meanwhile, the guy that's on salary can, you know,
do whatever he wants, basically.
So let's say the guy's dating a chick, and the chick has twins, right? So maybe one day the twins get sick, and the guy that's working hourly has to take time off work to go and, you know, be with the children and make sure that they're not dying and whatnot. So he now loses a big, you know, pretty decent chunk of money. Meanwhile, person A that's on salary is, you know, not working anyways, but still making... Yeah, I don't know. That just kind of sucks, and that was kind of bugging me today that, you know, I was like, man,
well,
what if...
Well, that's the way it is sometimes, dude. But sometimes, you know what, it works out better for the hourly guy anyway, because they can initially make more money than the guy on salary, too.
Well, right. If you put work...
But
you have to work a lot of hours.
You are the hourly, and you work your ass off for that money... But and then you see the fucking dude on salary who really doesn't have to do anything, because
like
he's
just
guaranteed
sitting there
that set amount every
watching
paycheck.
You work. Yeah. Like that, I don't know. That would get annoying.
Yeah,
I would really hate it if you know.
Oh, dude,
that was
I had that at Dave's, man. I did, and it sucked.
It just, I don't know. It seems weird that you would put. I guess, I don't know, you would put them in the same place and be like, okay, I'm gonna pay one of you this way, I'm gonna pay you this way.
But you do the same thing.
Kinda, yeah. But it, I don't know, it's almost like an open invitation to just, like, do nothing.
Yeah.
And that's annoying. I would hate that if that was
Where'd you get that from?
It was just something I was thinking about today. You know what's really awesome?
What?
There's a place here, and I've mentioned it before, what they do is teach you how to be a parent, I guess.
Yeah.
Like, maybe you...
I guess that's a good thing.
You tried it on your own, and you...
Didn't work.
Failed miserably. Failed. Completely failed. And so now, it's weird that, like, I walk into this place, right? And I look over, and in this room, it's like a set made up to look like a, you know, average everyday living room that children would be playing in.
Okay.
And then, so you see that, you know, there's parents in there, and they're, you know, playing with their kids or watching them or whatever.
Yeah.
But then there's this lady sitting, like, at the entrance on a stool with a notebook watching you...
Taking notes?
...play with your children or, you know, parent your children. It seems so weird to me that you would...
You know what it is?
What is it?
It's like Super Nanny, dude.
Kinda, but...
Like, the nanny goes in, and she's there for, like, a day, and...
But...
And just totally observes. It doesn't say a fucking thing, lets you go about with your whole
judges.
Day, and then the next day, she's like, all right, this is what you're doing wrong. Let me help you.
But in this scenario, it's not, we volunteer for this. It's like, we fucked up and have to do this.
Oh, now. Really? Damn. So, like, they got in trouble for something, and went
I would imagine, yeah.
And had to take parenting classes?
I guess... To me, it seems weird that you would do these measures, you would enact these things that you'd have to do after the fact. Like, why wouldn't you do that before?
Like,
you...
as you're pregnant and find out you're pregnant.
Right. And if it's like, okay, if you totally fuck this up, then no, you're not allowed to have your own. But no, we do it. We let you do, you know, whatever, because we're free and stuff here, and we can just, you know, have as many kids.
I understand giving the parent a chance.
Right, because I'm sure more times than not, but it's the ones
but
that...
But I think what it should be is if you're underage and you're having a child, that you should be required to go through at least a week minimum of parenting classes. That
right.
should be it.
Like,
that's
if you...
Like, that's the bare minimum, dude.
They do that shit if you get in trouble driving. For something totally fucking stupid, it's like, okay, 4 weeks of fucking traffic class that you have to pay for. But, like,
you're
something...
You're responsible for another life.
Yeah, it's so life-changing.
And it's taken so lightly. Ugh.
And they're just... It's so awkward for me to, like, walk in there and see you... Like, you know the person's there, and just know that you did something stupid, and now this lady is, like, watching you be a parent. Something that... It's, like, instinctive, isn't it? That
I
you
don't know.
I don't know. For animals, it is.
Yeah.
I don't see why it wouldn't be so much for us, unless, you know, that stuff has gone away.
I don't know. I don't dig babies, so whatever.
Well, whatever. I would, it just would
I'd
be
I'd rather
awful.
See a child die than a kitten.
Do you think that guy should be sent to fucking kitten parenting classes?
I think that guy should be shot in the fucking head.
Or that.
Sorry, my opinion. Whatever.
So
I think that I'm a kid. Dude, if I was in a room and I was being, assessed on my kitten playing skills, dude, you know what? I'd ace it.
Yeah?
I'm a fucking kitten expert, dude.
You got mad kitten fucking
mad kitten playing
kitten
skills, dude. I got that shit on lockdown. I am an awesome kitten parent.
That's good to know.
That's right.
That's something I'm looking for in a chick. If we were in the dark and you pulled that out, like, you were like, my name's Dana and I am an awesome kitten parent, I'd be like, damn, I have a connection with this girl. I don't care
I
what
an
she...
I'm an expert on kittens.
I don't, that's it, dude. I'd be like, fuck yeah. Because I'm the pussy doctor. And I would say it just like that and in the dark.
We'd start fucking.
Totally embarrassed.
Totally embarrassed? How do you think we would... How do you think we would react to each other if we met on that show dating in the dark?
I don't know. I'd be like, wow, who let the lesbian in? Or something like that,
what?
You know? But then I'd, you know, we'd get to
probably
know each
get
other.
To know me.
And I'd be like, eh, she's not that bad. She's kind of weird, but... Is that fair at all? That show seems so crazy now, and it's only a matter of time before someone
ridiculous.
Gets killed.
I think it's ridiculous. They actually have a connection, and they like the person, but then they see him in the light, and they're like, you know what? And these guys are not that bad-looking. Neither are the women. Okay, they're
some
not
of
horribly
them, no,
ugly, okay?
They're average.
But it's nothing that should turn you away.
It is, though. That's the thing. They don't get chicks that are super ugly or anything.
Or
but
super hot.
There'll be one weird thing about her, and it's something a lot of guys that if... they see that will just be like, nah, I'm totally not interested.
It's just ridiculous, though, that they should act, you know, if you have that kind of connection with a person, you like that person's personality.
We're all, just like UID said, we're all narcissistic. It's happening
really
more and more. It's fucking crazy.
But, like, if you actually see that person in the light and you're like, oh, his nose is too big. I
love
do
how you can totally see the reactions, too. There's,
you know,
like,
they're like,
ugh.
I don't. See, I can't picture that on top of me. I just can't do it.
That's but
that
at
is
the
so sad. That is so shallow and narcissistic. It's horrible, man. So fucking horrible.
But it makes for good TV.
It does.
It's entertaining as fuck to watch these people
like
fail.
You're out of the norm of what I date.
And honestly, you know? I would take just as much fun in watching that show, even if it just stopped there. If you just put two people in a dark room and, like, randomly placed objects, like a chair and a table and stuff, I would just enjoy watching that. But then you add in the whole connection thing, and these people are obviously totally fucking desperate. They're, like, 28 to 32, biological clock is blowing the fuck up. They're just like, I just need to find someone who's family oriented and hopefully
I'm trying
a little
to find the mother of my children.
That's, I know,
that
they
was great.
Said that, dude. That blows my mind. Like, I am here to fuck somebody and pregnate her with my seed and take her to my domicile.
No, he already had kids or something and he wanted someone to be there for his kids. That's what it was.
Yeah. I don't know.
I don't know. But
I enjoy,
like,
that show.
I don't understand why people don't give someone a chance, dude. Like, you know, I've connected with bigger dudes.
Like, just
like
for the fuck
dudes,
of it?
And you know what? They had great personalities and stuff, and I gave them a chance because they were great dudes, despite the way they look, being fat, ugly, whatever. And you are totally out of the norm of what I normally date, too. And it's like, you got to give them a chance because if you actually connect with them, chances are it's going to be one you're not going to find for another long time.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, like, if I didn't get with you, I haven't seen another person in this fucking valley yet that has actually had an intelligent conversation with me that has made me go, huh.
How awesome.
This guy's pretty cool.
How awesome would it be to do a version of that show, like, just having the pool of people, the Flathead Valley?
Oh,
it'd be
God.
The most, not to be in, no, whoa, whoa, dude. But just to sit back and watch, like, I would totally watch that. It would be so awkward and amazing. So, you know what the government did? They sent out those stimulus checks and whatnot.
Yeah.
Did you get one?
Yeah, but it was only $300.
$250, $300.
$300.
Well, apparently, I don't know if I got one or not. Maybe 3,900 of them got sent to prison inmates, like people in jail. Hey, here's your stimulus check. Hey, this time you get to collect $200. Like, you're in jail, dude. What do you need a stimulus check for? Can you spend money in jail?
Yeah, yeah, you can.
Oh, really?
But well, that seems gotten, stupid. I only got a stimulus check last year. I didn't get one for this year.
Maybe
I think
you
it's
should
around
go
tax
to jail.
Time.
Just saying. The federal government sent about 3,900 economic stimulus payments of $250 each this spring to people who were in no position to use the money to help stimulate the economy. That is true, right? It's the stimulus package, like, here's money, go spend it. If they're in jail, it's just going to stay within the prison system, you would think.
Well, no, they can order things and shit offline.
Really?
Or send it to their families.
What
and
the
like,
fuck kind of
phone.
Jail is this? I don't want inmates being online. That's dangerous. That's like being in the real world, almost.
Well, not totally online. I think they can order certain things for, like, their cell.
They have, like the
TV
the home shopping
stuff.
Network, but for prison inmates? Or
I'm not totally sure, but I know they can buy shit.
I think if you're in jail, you should probably lose your privilege of being on the internet. No internet for you.
That would suck.
Yeah, well, it's jail, dude. It's not like, yeah. I'm gonna go kill someone so I can go have a nice vacation
about those guys
and
that
get online.
Jail for...
Check my MySpace. That's not why you
think
kill
about the
people.
Guys that went to jail for the wrong reasons. That
well,
that,
then you can't fix the whole justice system. But yeah, that's fucked up.
Yeah.
But I'm okay with saying that that small fraction of the population is not allowed to be online if it means all of these fucking asshole douchebag felons are in jail, you know, then they can't be online. I think it's okay. 26 says, dating in the Flathead would probably involve rigorous quizzing on the Ten Commandments and goat fucking. Probably more of the commandments, but yeah, I could see some goat fucking in there. The checks were part of the massive economic recovery package approved by Congress and President Barack Obama in February. About 52 million Social Security recipients, railroad retirees, and those receiving supplemental security income were eligible for the one-time check. Is that out of pity? Like, is that coming from the right place, that check? It's like,
no, I don't know.
We fuck shit up, here's $250. It seems like such a petty number, kind of. I don't know. Like, for how much you fucked up, it seems more than $250 worth. That's all
I'm
saying.
It's only $250 this year?
Well, I don't know. That's the ones that got sent out to the prison inmates. Maybe just if you're in jail, you get that much.
Because I know that, you know, my stimulus check, I know that if you're single and you don't have any dependents and you're not the head of your household, that it's only $300. Like, just you're a registered taxpayer. That's it. You get $300. If you are the head of your household, which there can only be one in for each address, so if we filed, one of us would have to be head of household, and that's it.
I'd like to get
and
ahead
then
of
they
the
would
household.
Get $600. Now, if you have a child, it's like $600 per child, along with the $600 for you as well. So
that could turn into a pretty good racket.
Yeah, it might be $300 per kid.
If you could
I'm not sure. It
figure
might be
out a way to
six.
Really harness that and get the numbers
Your
you would need to generate the income in a quick amount of time, I think you'd have something
the
there.
The chick I was talking about that let her kid kick the cat, she got fucking, what, six, seven, 12. She got almost, I think, $1,200 in... the fucking stimulus checks?
Yeah, but I can see that costing a lot. Unless you're doing, you know, the bare minimum just to keep them alive, then
yeah, it's kinda
you could probably
doing.
Get by pretty cheap. prison inmates are generally ineligible for federal benefits. However, 2,200 of the inmates who received checks got to keep them because under the law they were eligible. So how does that make any sense? They were eligible because they weren't incarcerated in any of the one of the 3 months before the recovery package was enacted. So it's like ipso facto because you weren't in jail when we... It just takes us so long to get our checks out that by the time you got it, you had done something fucked up and gotten thrown in jail and it met you there. That's how fucking slow we are with this. Quote, the law specified that any beneficiary eligible for Social Security benefit during one of those months was eligible for the recovery payment. And the other 1,700 checks, yeah, that was our bad. Sorry. Those actually weren't supposed to go out. So that's fucked up. Do you think then that they can just take that away and be like, we fucked up, that's actually not yours? Or probably not.
Probably not.
Probably not. Okay. Thank you. So, let's talk about a little local snooze here. Speaking of dogs and whatnot getting shot and sad kittens. Local, right?
Local.
Kalispell cop shot and killed a pit bull terrier on the west side of the city last week. The west side, I've been saying this for a while now. The west side.
Wait a minute.
Turning into a ghetto.
Sorry, Nacho Camacho. This is totally off topic. He says, if socks or napkins could get pregnant, I'd be a deadbeat dad.
Jesus.
Burger was asking me when I was going to pop out a kid. Never.
You and me both, dude. You and me both. So, that's crazy, because you know how you know places turn into the ghetto when there's pit bulls just roaming the streets and a cold wind.
Why is
wind.
That so always... I don't know.
Because anyway, the rap community, I'd have to say, turned that into something cool. You can blame them for pit bulls being cool now. That was their fault. I had nothing to do with
awesome.
That.
Pit bulls are awesome. They were cool to begin with.
But is
they
it cool?
They were just exploited, and they like them to look mean and
they
tough and shit.
They mentioned this. Well, that's what it is. It's like an extension of the rapper's fucking coolness or something. It's like...
It's what it is they like
me
to
personified.
Walk down the road with a very large thing that can protect them, and it's scary, and people won't
because
just
I'm a huge
you.
Fucking puss.
Yeah.
So here's my dog.
Yeah. Like, my uncle used to say, he's like, you need an Ava dog. And I'm like, what the fuck's an Ava dog? He's like, Ava, 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 Ava. He's so great.
The officer said the dog took an aggressive posture toward him, so he shot it and killed it.
What?
That's just the kind of shit that happens around here. You don't know.
You lied.
This is Kalispell. I'm not making this up, dude. A Kalispell policeman shot and killed a pit bull terrier on the west side of the city last week after the officer said the dog took an aggressive posture toward him. The
an
dog was like
posture,
representing.
It just like shifted its weight to
no.
like one side or
he was
something.
Throwing up sets, dude. That dog was rolling hard, man. He was like, this is the west side, nigga. And the cop was like, whoa. And they shot him.
That also angers me.
That's sad. That was someone's pet.
Yeah.
The incident
if I
marks.
If find out my dog is dead, I will be pissed.
The fourth time in the last 13 months that a local cop has shot a pit bull.
Wait,
that's,
say that again.
Those
I'm
are
sorry,
high numbers.
What? How many in the
four
last...
times in the last 13 months? Kidding!
They've had to shoot
what
a pit bull in the last year and month.
What was that?
A calico blur.
She was like running laps around. Don't. That's no. Sorry.
See, kittens can't run that fast.
Kittens are fast, dude. You don't know.
I know. They're so cool.
Kittens are fast.
They're
we
so
used to have
cute.
Kitten
you
races.
You can't even see it when they go.
Have you ever had kitten
that?
Races?
No,
we'd
I have
We'd take
not.
Four of them and we'd just line them up and we'd let them go and see which one won.
Yeah, wait,
races.
You don't even know where they go. They, like, run in loops or something.
Kinda. But if they're next to each other, they just kind of... You gotta do this when the eyes are still closed, mind you.
Oh my god, man. They're so cute. I'm bringing home a kitten.
Dude, I will... No. There will be no more in this house. I'm sorry. I told you the deal. No more dishes, no more laundry, blowjobs at least twice a week.
You know what? I will
least.
Never ask you to help me with the dishes, laundry, or what else do I do that
no,
I'm mad about?
No, because then you also said that you were not going to ever cook for me anymore, and I am
And I'll
hungry.
Cook for you.
Oh, will you for
I'll
real?
I'll cook for you, do the dishes.
Is that really how much you just don't want to give blowjobs?
Yeah, I don't like doing that a lot.
That sucks.
I don't know. I'm sorry.
It's okay. I'll learn to deal with it, I guess.
That'd be nice.
Send more lube.
And stop putting your penis in my face when I'm half asleep type of deal.
Does that not help?
No.
Oh, I thought that was helping.
You're like, here, put your mouth on it. No.
I seriously thought you were into that.
No.
This incident, the fourth one in the last 13 months, has all of the local police concerned that dog attacks in the city could be on the rise, increasing.
No,
no
they're not, you assholes.
Are people getting more and more pit bulls because the west side is turning into just that much of a ghetto?
No. I've loved pit bulls since, like, I don't know, I was a little fucking kid. But pit bulls are not bad dogs. Just people are dumb. That's all there is to it.
Yeah. I can see that too, but I don't know.
People
I'm
are
not
dumb.
A big
they
fan
don't know
of
how
them.
To raise their
dog. I don't need
they
them.
Look at a pit bull as it's some kind of evil Satan.
Well,
dog,
no,
and
it's,
they get freaked out
that's
when
stupid.
It barks at them.
But I don't need them fucking roaming around the parks taking dumps everywhere while I'm trying to fall off and not step in a piece of fucking dog shit.
Well,
could you
that's
do that for me?
Fault, dude. That's someone's fault. You know,
the dog should poop somewhere else. Then
it doesn't
the
know
person
any better.
No.
The
it
person
should,
didn't teach it. The person
well,
didn't say you can't poop in the park.
Maybe
people
we
fall.
Should have a dog summer school then, and we'll get all these fools educated. All these bitches. I like dog stories because you can use the term bitch. It's funny. So others question whether the Kalispell Police Department currently lacking an animal warden due to funding cuts. Hey, who had to cut their funding? Not these guys. Who had to get rid of their animal warden?
I don't know.
That's sad.
What?
Do you think they gave him a going away party? Like, sorry, we had to lay you off, but times are tough.
Oh, they fired him? That's so great.
Well, it didn't say they fired him.
But they
Let's
laid him off?
Not
the guy who shot the dog.
No, what?
What?
I'm talking about the KPD not having an animal warden.
Oh.
Due to funding cuts.
Why would you need a warden?
Because they say that the warden is the guy who is equipped to discern between a dog that is dangerous and one that is docile. Cops
oh.
don't know.
Oh.
They only know people if a person is docile or dangerous.
I can do that.
But
shit.
When
Hire
dogs...
me. I work for cheap. I like animals.
You should cool. go apply.
I get the padded suit.
Hey, you guys
so
need
can, like,
you
like,
guys need.
Are you cool? And stick my arm out. If it bites the arm, it's not cool.
You guys need an animal warden. I heard. I heard you can't pay much, but that's
I have
all right.
Experience with animals.
I like dogs.
I could do that.
The police chief said his department usually receives 38 reports of vicious dogs in an average year, but so far this year, police have already received 33 calls, and he emphasizes these are coming from the public, not the law enforcement. Quote, those aren't our definitions, those are actual calls from the community, he said. It's not us judging that, it's the community judging that. The community is a bunch of pussies afraid of these fucking dogs.
I don't understand why. That is just
and
ridiculous.
You know what, I think some people get these dogs on purpose to intimidate other people. I think that's just how people are. Pieces of crap.
I always just liked bigger dogs because they're really adorable puppies.
Right.
And you know what? They
and when
grow
it fucks you,
they...
it's more... It, no?
Ugh. They,
did you ever
grow
get into that?
And, no.
Sorry.
Pit bulls and Rottweilers and things like that, they are a personable family type dog. They grow up with you and stick with you and they protect you is the thing. Yes, they're really cute puppies and stuff, but when they grow up, they are very one owner type of dog. You know what I mean? Like, if you raise it with a family, it's going to be that family's dog.
Gerard says, I'm playing Hitman and having you guys in the background, and right when I killed my target, you hit the bell. That's awesome. We're totally syncing. It's like Dark Side of the Moon, but it's like Dark Side of the Jam Hole. Sync it up with Hitman. Is it Hitman or Hitman 2? What a bunch of geeks. Nacho just asked him, which one is it? One or two? Hey, Hitman, one or two? Which one?
I don't know. I don't play.
So anyway, the city is just thinking that the cops are not trained for this kind of stuff. And the cops are like, "That they're dogs. Do we really need to be trained? Most of them own dogs, right?
Right.
Like everyone here owns dogs.
Yeah, but the fucking cops own like Chihuahuas or some shit.
Quote, we have to stop picking on this breed, some chick said. The more we talk about them as dangerous, the more appealing the breed becomes to someone who wants a powerful, dangerous dog.
That is true.
That's like not saying the N-word. You don't give it any power if you don't say it. Like,
no,
hey.
What it is just people that want a big a dog that initially they want to protect them, but
it's
they
everyone,
in turn make them mean
it's,
and hurt people.
It's everyone picking on the dog and saying, holy shit, these things are deadly, that's building up this whole fucking...
Yeah, it is. And they hit a stereotype, hurrata. And they think that every pit bull is a bad dog, which it's not true. Like I said before, it's how the person raises that dog and how it teaches it to react to people in general, and that's not the dog's fault. That's not the breed. It's not in their blood to fucking rip your face off.
I guess this is like a big deal here. That's kind of sad.
You know, in some places, in Sarasota right now, I could not get an apartment with my dog because they are outlawed.
A lot of places just don't want dogs at all because up shit.
You could have a fucking a friend of mine had a large dog, and it's not a vicious breed, as you would call it. Like a shepherd.
You went the other way with that.
She had that and got an apartment, and I was going to get an apartment in the same complex, and I was like, I have this dog, you know, and it was a pit bull mix,
right.
And they're like, no. And I'm like, well, why? And they're like, it's a vicious breed. I'm like, look at her. She's dumb as a box of rocks. She's not going to hurt anybody.
Yeah, and some people train them to be all nasty and fighting and shit. And that's what they're worried about. It looks like that sometimes when the dogs get loose, there's other dogs like that, and they instantly just go nuts and start fighting each other.
The thing is that with that type of dog, and if you raise it to be that way,
shit can happen.
That dog has the capacity of, like, fuck your shit up, dude. It's like a gator. Its mouth is like a gator, dude.
For anyone wondering, Gerard was playing Hitman Blood Money.
Okay.
Blood Money. Okay.
But its jaw, when it bites down, it locks its jaw,
yeah.
And it can't let go. Unless you, I don't know, dude. You just
you gotta stick a knife in the back of its head. That's what I heard.
No, you take a stick and wedge it in between its fucking jaws and you pop it open. But
so it remains unclear after the shooting whether such ordinance changes can quell the concerns of Kalispell's pit bull owners or the police who are tasked with corralling the dogs when they escape. The last thing we want to ever do is shoot a dog when we have any other choice. And then there's a comment here, and it's kind of ridiculous. It's like from the other side that's like, you are one of the exasperating types, Kirsten. We have an epidemic. Yes, I said epidemic of dog bite attacks, and you dare minimize such? How ridiculous you are.
I should comment on that.
How ridiculous you are. Why would anyone want to obtain your reading material when a quick Google search gives us all we need to? ..
I should so comment back on that.
People
like,
on the
hey,
beacon are kind
idiot.
Of, yeah, they're weird.
Well,
I
no,
heard.
I just tell them, be like, hey,
you know what
I
heard?
If you want to blame something or someone, blame the fucking person who trained the dog in the first place. That's all there is to it. Fuck it. I'm done with people.
That's right. That works.
Dogs are amazing.
So
creatures,
if they shoot the
and they're
dog,
loyal, and they will do what you fucking tell them to do.
And if you put peanut butter on your nether regions, they will lick it all off. Just something I heard where it on the street is. What was I going to say? Oh, you know, like I was saying how there's...
quick update.
Please.
Manson will be at the Wilma on Tuesday in Missoula.
Fantastic.
Tickets are on the web for $45.
Thank you for that.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Why would you even say that?
I don't know, I was excited about it.
Oh, are you going?
No.
Oh.
I don't have any money and I have to work.
Yay for the Wilma and Marilyn
Braden's
Manson.
Going.
I'm glad, of course he is. I'm glad to see that Marilyn's finally getting out there again. He was down for a while, man. I was afraid he was going to kill himself. He was pretty sad.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tough breakup, man. Tough breakup. Could you imagine breaking up, but, like, having the spotlight on... Well, I guess the spotlight wasn't really on him anymore, but...
He doesn't still see that being troublesome.
Hey, Marilyn, you haven't done anything good since, like, 1996. What the fuck? You're letting us down. I wore a dress for you. So, if I had a twin, right? Another hypothetical here.
Okay.
Do you think you could tell the difference in bed if it was me or him?
Who?
My twin. What?
What?
Could you tell the difference?
Exactly like you, voice sounding the same, all that?
Maybe.
Hairstyle the same.
Everything the same except
is he as fidgety as you?
He does not have a butt tattoo. What?
Is he as fidgety as you and shit? I mean,
probably.
Is he like a fucking replica of you? Just like down to the T, perfect you.
I don't know all that.
Does he have
I was just
on his
asking.
Dick?
A simple yes or no would have been fantastic.
Well,
thanks.
If it's exactly like you, then no. But if it's a little different, then I'm going to be able
would
to
you
tell.
Notice little subtleties?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. This 25-year-old woman from Connecticut did not. And she's saying she was raped and that it was a ploy against her, that they did it on purpose. That's so awesome. And this dude is a cop, or was recently appointed a cop. Like, he is now a cop. The woman shared a hot tub with the man she thought was Jared's brother, Joe, then moved on to the bedroom, or a bedroom, not the... the report quoted a police search warrant saying after the July incident, only then, while having sex, did she notice the absence of Joe's usual cowboy tattoo on his left buttock.
It was a rub-on, baby.
You have
I
a cow...
I told you.
You. That would have been a good out.
Yeah.
Like, hey, it wasn't permanent. Why do you... My question is, why do you have a cowboy tattoo on your butt?
Drunk.
Is that it?
Probably.
That makes sense. The female victim realized at this point that this was not actually the person she previously had sexual relations with. The woman said she confronted the twin brother but was unable to stop him assaulting her sexually. So that's like, okay, I notice, ha ha ha, now get up. And he's like, no, we're going to have sex. Like, that's kind of taking it to a whole nother level, don't you think?
Yeah.
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 What would you do in that situation? Would you just, could you handle your own?
Yeah, I think I'd be all right.
You think so?
Yeah.
Just a quick boot to the nuts or something?
I think so.
All right. It's good to know. Good to know.
Good to go. You know, like that chick we saw today in the bar on the thing? She's all like, I'll protect you and like grab dude. You know what I'm talking about? The big German bitch.
Yeah.
It's
kind
of mean, just in a smaller form. I can handle that. I'm good to go. What are you doing?
Okay. Sorry. Nothing. Jared has been charged with sexual assault and criminal impersonation. I didn't know that, like, it's illegal to impersonate people if you're doing it for evil.
Well, like, say I had a twin sister and she went into the Teletech base and got access to a bunch of stuff. Like, that would be highly illegal.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Because right.
She's violating
things. Got it.
Yeah. It's cool if you're in high school and your sister goes to, like, your class for you.
So is that worse than dead kitties?
Yes.
It is?
Yes.
Okay.
Wait, what? No.
You would rather...
I thought you meant...
dead kitties is the worst.
Yes, it's okay. The all-time worst.
All-time worst.
All-time
okay.
Worst.
Even
nothing
worse...
Beats, nothing trumps dead kittens, I'm sorry.
Even worse than a little boy... found alive in a spa, and you know who else was in the spa? His sisters, both of them. They're dead.
Dead kittens.
Seriously?
Trumps it.
He's alive, though. And
I don't care.
In the pool. Like, that, I don't know. That would... That'd,
what?
That'd do it for me, I think.
No.
No?
No.
Huh.
Still, I'd see that, and
you're
kind of
heartless.
And I, no, I love that.
You're Kanye West, heartless.
I love kittens.
Well, okay.
Dead kittens is like my ultimate. Like that's the ultimate bad.
So fuck me, just don't hurt the cat.
Yeah.
Like if we were in some weird torture scenario where it was either the cat or me, it definitely I wouldn't bet money on me. Is that what you're saying? Really?
I couldn't sit there and watch them torture a kitten, dude. I can't do
it. You'd rather see him torture me.
You're a grown man. Take care of yourself. You can handle your own.
Really? And all you had to do to let us both go was just kill the kitten. No?
I would probably, if I had to, I probably would. But then you know what? Afterwards, I would take years and years and years of psychological fucking
You would feel
therapy.
Really bad.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Just to prologue my own life, okay,
wow.
If I had to, yes. But I would probably end up killing myself later from it. Honestly.
That's sad. That makes me sad.
Well, don't ever fucking kill a kitten. Or make me kill a kitten.
So, yeah, I guess this kid was put in this tub with his sisters, and that's really sad. And, they were found in their home in the outer Brisbane suburb of Bridgman Downs. The former boyfriend, Max, who's 39, is currently facing a committal hearing for their murders. They heard some evidence. All three bodies were found with symmetrical lacerations to their heads.
What?
Symmetrical lacerations to the head.
I heard you the first time. I'm That's just like, effed. Why?
That is effed. He told the court these injuries were most likely caused by a garden pitchfork.
Oh my God.
But also could not couldn't rule out a large wooden curry spoon or trident from the family prayer room.
Nacho Camacho says a kitten will never be able to ride the bologna pony to Guttsville.
That's a good point.
That is a good point.
What if what if they had kitten strap-ons? Does Mike Boudet at
ErotoToys.com... I would never fuck a kitten. That's wrong.
No. Would you let a kitten fuck you,
no.
though? It's a strap-on
no.
for the cat to wear to fuck
no.
you. And when the cat purrs, it vibrates. Come on. I would totally be down with that.
You love letting the cat lay on your crotch when it purrs.
I don't love it, but I don't, you know, discourage it.
You don't push her away.
I'm not putting catnip on my lap or anything, but... So these weapons were from their prayer room. Is that weird? Hey, does your house have a prayer room?
No.
Is that something at like extra that you get added on?
Is that
on?
Normal? Because I don't know.
Is that normal? I've no. never heard of a prayer room. Is that we have a living room?
I've heard of.
I've heard of kitchen. I've definitely heard of kitchen.
Bathroom.
Bath. Right. Bathroom.
Mud room.
Mud room. Also the den. I've heard
yeah,
of the
I've heard
den.
Of those. The family
porch.
Rooms.
Right. No.
Florida rooms.
Prayer room. Wait. A what?
A Florida room.
A Florida room.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Is that just the room in your house where all the fucked up shit happens?
No. Oh. Houses down south. They're
like
they
in,
have Florida rooms
in they're, Florida maybe.
Well, no, they're in, like, Georgia and Texas and
oh,
stuff, too.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, for
had
real.
Had a heard. I'm
no,
sorry.
Like, I like you walk into a today. House, and you're in so the Florida funny. Room, usually. And then you walk in
right.
a little bit further, and then you're in a dining room, and then you're in a living room.
Had like, a heard.
A Florida room is just an area where, like, there's a lot of windows,
right.
and it's kind of like a living room, but it doesn't have a TV in it.
Right.
It's just...
Just to chill.
Yeah.
Had a heard.
It's
had
a chilling room with a bunch
That's
of
cool.
windows and stuff.
So, yeah, the hearing continues. That sucks for that little kid. Do you think that he's going to be okay?
I don't know.
After something.
He'll probably
Would you
kill
be,
kittens.
Do you think?
Probably.
Is he the next fucking girlfriend kitten killer?
Yes.
I could definitely see that.
We need to wrap this up.
Yeah, I'm pretty fucking tired.
Yeah, I'm falling asleep.
Are you?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you guys so much. Don't forget, thejamhole.com/250. We're doing this thing live September 25th. It's going to be fun.
Fucking A.
Thejamhole.com/pobox. You can get some stickers, or we got cards that are kind of cool. Or email us, info@thejamhole.com. You can send whatever to the P.O. Box. That would be fine. I'm cool with that.
Yeah.
Like, whatever.
Send me some cool shit. Like bandanas. Because those were cool.
More bandanas.
More bandanas. I'm going to see if I can wear those to work or not. Because if I can, I'll totally wear it to work.
Also, 120 gig iPod loaded with jam hole stuff. The Monday episode 251, we will be announcing the winner. That's the Monday after the live audience show. So thejamhole.com/contest. Get your entries in. This is a sweet fucking iPod with some
yes.
sweet fucking shit on it. And
yes.
you know what? Honestly, if you win it before I send it, if you're like, hey, put some other stuff on there, I'll be like, no, that's not part of the contest. But you'll still get a 120 gig iPod with all sorts of jam hole stuff on it. So we will probably see you guys Friday.
Friday? Yeah.
Thejamhole.com. That's where all our shit's at. See ya.
Later.
You are listening to The Jam Hole. 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 .com.